Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Always, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than our friend Ellen Ratner. Ellen, you're a political animal. Can I say that?
I am.
So Mike Huckabee, big shocker, throws his name into the ring. Your reaction to that, and what does D.C. give him chances-wise?
Well, you know, he won the Iowa primary, so we cannot discount the man. A lot of people are questioning, is he running for president or is he running for a better television job? Don't know. Not sure. My friend Jim Pinkerton thinks he walks on water. I said, Jim, he's pro-death penalty. He's anti-gay. Come on, give me a break. When I used to see Governor Huckabee in the halls at Fox on weekends, I said, Governor, you know he's a minister. I said, Governor, do you realize that in 10 years you're going to be performing a gay marriage? He goes nuts every time I say that, but he's very funny about it, actually.
Yeah, he has a good personality, right?
He has a great personality. He really does.
Yeah. All right, so he's in the race, and do you think there's, you know, in handicapping this, there's going to be like 20 Republicans running?
I don't know how they're going to do the debate. I really don't. I mean, with the amount of people, what, there's five or six already in?
Yeah.
And another four or five to go. What are you going to do, one question per debate? I mean, how do you do a debate with 10 people?
Yeah, I don't know. How much time do you have? It's crazy. Absolutely. All right, all eyes still on Baltimore. The new attorney general goes to Baltimore, but we don't know much about that, right, because it's behind closed doors.
Most of it was behind closed doors today. She met with the family of the man that was killed, the mother, a whole bunch of them. She then met with some community leaders and ministers, and then she actually met with the mayor of Baltimore. This is Loretta Lynch, the new attorney general.
Yeah, wow. All right, so we'll see. We'll see what leaks out of that. No leak here, but a big deal. Secretary Kerry in Somalia, why is this a big deal?
It's a big deal because Somalia has been considered a failed state, and the United States has put in a lot of resources. As you remember, you know, all those troops that were killed in Mogadishu, et cetera. And so now Secretary Kerry went, first time an American Secretary of State has gone to Somalia, and they said that they are going to reopen an embassy, that there is a commitment to doing elections, I believe, in 2016, next year. So we'll see.
Wow. All right. I think this is interesting, and you actually sent me a link to this. The Democratic presidential candidates are going to have the chance to do six debates, but who's Hillary Clinton going to be debating?
Well, it looks like she's probably going to debate Martin O'Malley. She's probably going to debate Senator Sanders, and we don't know if anybody else is getting in the race. I think the Democratic race is going to be much more interesting in terms of the debate. I'm not talking about the race itself, but the debate than the Republicans, that you're going to hear each of the Republicans going with their constituency that they want to go to. But Hillary Clinton's going to have to move a little to the left. Senator Sanders has absolutely nothing to lose, and we don't know where Martin O'Malley's going.
Yeah. All right, so we'll see how many people jump into that and then what happens in those debates. I agree with you about the debates, too. It's going to be interesting. How about this? I actually didn't know this guy, but the Marine Corps Commander General Joe Dunford, I didn't know him, has been chosen as the new chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's a big deal when you get that honor.
It's a very big deal, and he has had a meteoric, is that how you say it, rise.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he was really basically sort of a ground guy in the Iraq War. Then in Afghanistan, he commanded a lot of troops as we were pulling out and changing our operation because we're not fully out of Afghanistan. And he's commandant of the Marines. I mean, very quick. He's only been commandant since October. By the way, they have, if you ever come to Washington on Friday night, there is a great parade that they do at the Marine headquarters in front of the Commandant's house, if you ever want to see it.
Oh, all right. I'm going to be there. I want to go see it. Absolutely. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so you hear what Ellen had to say. It's pretty interesting, actually, talking about the debates and that Hillary Clinton would have to move a little bit to the left to appease a lot of the people that would, I guess, vote for her theoretically, and that it would be kind of interesting to see what happens all the way around and how the Republicans certainly are going to handle the amount of people that they have running for president when it comes to the debate. So Mike Huckabee announcing for 2016, this isn't a shocker. It's not at all a surprise because he had talked about this for a while, that there's a real possibility of it. And Ellen was right when she said you can't discount Mike Huckabee because of where he was in the past, what he was able to do in the past, and the frustrations of people that he has reached on television, certainly, but when he was governor of Arkansas, and now he's going to try to make 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue his home. Can he win the race for the Republican nomination and ultimately get the keys to the a White House from Barack Obama? I mean, a former Baptist minister, and he ran in 2008. He won 8 states, including the first in the nation, right? Iowa caucuses, before running out of money and then finally saying, okay, enough's enough, and exiting the race. But he's got to have some of that. He's got to have some of that backing, I would think, and some of that clout based on what he's done between 2008 and now. So this is it. It's about the economy. It's about security and appealing to everyday Americans. So when you hear that Huckabee is in the race, and you know the rest, you've got Carly Fiorina, you have Ben Carson, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and when you look at the list of that crew, who really sticks out? I mean, there's no question Huckabee's going to have a huge evangelical Christian base, but there are some other candidates that could challenge that, like Cruz, who I mentioned, and Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, too. So the phrase that he's going to use, I think the one that's going to stick with him, everybody has to have a phrase, a theme, hope to the higher ground. That seems to be this, perhaps the slogan for 2016. And he took a big swipe when he was announcing at the president for declining to recognize the Islamic State group as radical Islamic terrorists and vowed to stop them. Vowed that he was going to stop them, that that would be one of the things that he would look at. He also said he was going to protect Medicare and give states more of a say in government and education. So we knew when he left Fox News, he was preparing for this run. And he was the governor of Arkansas for a while, from 1996 to 2007. He was after Bill Clinton, who is also, by the way, from Hope, which is where Huckabee is from. And he certainly has a political background, whether he's commentating on it or he's been in the game. A new NBC Wall Street Journal poll, just to throw this in for grins at the top, comes out and it shows primary voters, 23% picked former Florida Governor Jeb Bush as their first choice. So Bush still beats the pack at this point. Now this is without Mike Huckabee in the mix of all the potential candidates. I don't know. Well, no, that's not right. Huckabee at the last second thrown in, 5% compared to Jeb at 23. I don't know. Bush, Huckabee, what do you think? 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We hit the mailbag. A lot of you had a lot to say. Shocker. Not really. Just like Huckabee, it's a no-brainer that you're going to send emails. That's what I love about the America Tonight listeners. And can you believe that we're already deep into May? Well, it feels like we're deep into May. Why? Mother's Day next week. Mother's Day. This weekend, actually. This weekend. Mother's Day. Crazy. You know, it's interesting, and in our next segment, we'll talk about this liar, liar, pants on fire. Or not really. You're not supposed to say liar, liar. Exaggerator, exaggerator, pants on fire. There are a few of them. Certainly, I noticed throughout the day. So anyway, one thing that I saw today that I have to mention right here before we jump back into what is the bane of our existence, in a sense, politics. I think I said this in our last show, but somebody told me over the weekend, politics is showbiz for ugly people. I was like, wow. But really, you get what they're saying. For some people, it's that power buzz. And here's one thing I would say about Huckabee. And even Ellen said, yeah, he's very nice and jokey. I think he's authentic. I saw him on Bill Maher's show. And I wanted to see how he came off, you know, with the very liberal show host who has conservatives on. And conservatives who a lot of times hold their own. But how was Huckabee going to do? And, of course, he was great. He had no problems. He sort of charmed, in a sense, Bill Maher. And that says something, because they couldn't be on more opposite sides of pretty much anything, politically speaking. So I understand the expression. I absolutely understand the expression. You know, this is interesting with the Freddie Gray stuff in Baltimore, because each and every day some new twist to the story sort of spills out. And now we have learned in this saga that the Baltimore police lieutenant that's been charged with manslaughter, the manslaughter of Freddie Gray, allegedly threatened to kill himself and the husband of his former partner during incidents that led to him being disciplined and twice having his guns confiscated. It's Brian Rice who pursued and arrested Gray after he caught his eye on April 12th and was given, of course, an administrative suspension after being hospitalized for a mental health evaluation when he was warned he was preparing to shoot himself in April of 2012. Rice also had an internal discipline when a judge granted a restraining order against him after a request from Andrew McClear, the husband of Karen McClear, who is the mother of Rice's son and another Baltimore police officer. Rice has been married to and divorced from two other women. So, you know, all these details are coming out about the different police officers. And there was a 9-page complaint against him and a series of other things. So, Marilyn Mosby, who is the state's attorney, said the arrest of Gray initiated by Rice was illegal because of the knife in his pocket. You all know that by now. And he was charged with illegally carrying it, but it was legal. Rice and two other cops put Gray in the police van, and we know this whole debate about the rough passage. He wasn't seat belted as is required by police rules. So more details are coming out about him, I think, than probably anybody else. With the complaints, with the background, with his history, various things that have happened to him, including, you know, all of that wrapped around the marital strife. And I think they're going to be looking at this for a while, looking at every little detail, poking holes or not poking holes in things by the time it ultimately gets to court, because you know how that goes. It's never lickety-split, and it's not going to be that way. This is going to play out a lot slower. This is a slow play trial because of everything that has to be, you know, all the I's and all the T's that have to be crossed pretty much with this. You know, so there you have it. And this is day 3, day 4 now of here we are in another week. And the good news is, if there can be really any good news in all of this, is that the curfew's lifted. And nobody's done anything. In other words, they're not setting cars on fire. People aren't protesting to the point where they're grabbing rocks and anything they can find. I mean, there's still some problems, serious problems in Baltimore, but not the kind that we saw on the tube last Monday, where it just kind of took your breath away when you were seeing this. Like, wow, here we go again. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's crazy. Crazy. Sure enough, once the curfew was down a couple days, you know, we find that it's cleared up somewhat. And I say somewhat because there still is problems. There still are police officers walking around like they have targets on their back. And in a sense, they certainly do. They certainly do. A real shocker, I think, for me is, and maybe it's not a shocker, maybe it's a shocker that it hasn't come out sooner than this, but the U.S. is offering $20 million for information on 4 senior members of the Islamic State of Iraq. This statement was released on Tuesday. It says that basically Kerry had authorized payments for intelligence on several of the key ISIS leaders. including Al Rahman. You hear his name a bunch. So he is on the list as one of the top four. And you see him a lot in the pictures. There's also a $3 million award or reward that's out there for information on Harazi, who is a Tunisian national who's been accused of pretty much backing the group, dumping in a ton of money every time they need it, flushing them with money, which has conducted dozens, you know, with that money, dozens of bomb attacks and mass killings in Iraq and Syria. And, of course, there's a $10 million reward that's been out there for a long time on the head of Baghdadi, who is supposed to be perhaps the ultimate leader. He's talked about a lot. But you got a lot of territory, too, in Iraq and Syria that are part of the areas that ISIS is controlling. And they've abducted and executed a number of hostages, including, as we know, U.S. journalists. How sad it was to see that, James Foley and Stephen Sotloff. And then, of course, the aid worker, Peter Kasich. And once we saw especially James Foley last summer, horrifying what happened to him, that's when you knew, okay, this can't stand in this group that we have never heard of, or some of us had really not heard of, have been around for a while, and they've been amassing the wealth, and they've been recruiting more and more help to the cause, which is, unfortunately, the biggest part of the problem, that they're great recruiters, and they have a money source. If you can keep going to the well and get money and money and more money and more money, well, what do you think is going to happen with that? And the answer is, of course, there's going to be more people that decide they're going to sign up. There are places to go, the disenfranchised. There are a lot of places, not just in Iraq and Syria, but elsewhere to recruit. So there's your money amounts. The $20 million reward for info on the top leaders is pretty interesting. And would anybody flip on them? Would the temptation be to flip on them? Because so far, that has not happened. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, some things you will not believe that are happening in your backyard and mine.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Well, it's downhearted and confused. It's cause lately you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Spend money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own.
Thanks for joining us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A big shout out to all of you listening to us in Nashua and Sarasota and New York City, 855-266-5283. We're mixing it up in a couple of different directions, including Huckabee in the race. What is the Huckabee effect? How big of a factor will he ultimately be as we go deeper? Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Super Kate. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
All right. Huckabee, I think, is going to make some money out of this. A lot of these guys are going to make some money out of this. It's free publicity, right?
Yep.
And they can all write books afterwards and maybe, you know, get on the news media and everything. So, I heard that the reporter say that the Democratic debate was going to be more interesting. Please, how can you say that? It's going to be Hillary talking to herself, about herself.
That's what
you guys, come on. It's going to be so dull. You know, they're going to have to pay people to watch that. It's going to be a new pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view.
the new meaning.
I like it.
More boring than It's going to be more boring than the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Ah, that was boring.
You know, I think another thing that's going to be coming up, though, is that ammunition is going to be changing. You know, up to now, there's been a big emphasis on ammunition that once it hits the target, it expands.
Right.
And it's been, they've been really against ammunition that penetrates too much because it might go through the wall and hit somebody else or something like that. But after what people saw in Texas, I don't know how close or far that was from you.
Close.
Look at the Muslims had body armor, okay? So one thing that it teaches you is you got to practice. You have to be accurate. I recommend a laser, all right? That helps a lot. And ammunition now is going to start coming out with more penetration, more emphasis on penetration than on expanding because, people are wearing body armor. They're going to be coming out ways then to knock those people down. And, it might not be, in the whole caliber and velocity, situation. It might be something totally out of the box, you know.
And, right.
That's gonna be changing the whole firearm ammunition industry pretty quick. And it'll be interesting how the government reacts to that too, because you know the police are probably not too happy at seeing these guys showing up with body armor. Remember that one time when those two guys in Los Angeles robbed a bank with body armor?
Yes. You're good, like, smart. Yeah, I remember. Brutal.
That was crazy. So that's basically all I wanted to say.
Scary.
But what do you hear about Ben Carson? You hearing anything about him?
Yeah, people like Ben Carson, except for the thing with Ben Carson is compared to the political backgrounds of Paul and Cruz, even though they're still, I'll call them new, they've had more tube time. They've had more political time. They've had more of that Sunday swirl time where they're getting that extra exposure that he hasn't necessarily gotten. I like a lot of things that he has to say.
Well, it'll be interesting. You know, he's a Seventh-day Adventist.
I know.
They go to church on Saturday. They think that the main day is Saturday, not Sunday.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are also, very health conscious vegetarians and so forth. They don't eat fish that has scales on it.
Yep.
Almost like the Jewish people.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good analogy. I know a lot of Seventh-day Adventists, and so when I met them, I learned all those things you just said about vegetarianism and a lot of. You know, it's interesting that he's a doctor because. And again, this is a stereotype, but a lot of Seventh-day Adventists are doctors, lawyers, but especially in the medical profession.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of universities compared to the size of the congregation worldwide. They have, very, very big emphasis on education.
Yeah, yeah, you're in Michigan, and in Michigan they've got a big university there, Andrews.
Right, right. Well, actually, my family is, my family is advanced. I go there once or twice a year, just to keep my
affiliation going.
On the good side, Yeah, we just had a day, an election today, and there was just one question on the entire thing, and it said, do you want to raise taxes for the roads? That was it. You know, everybody had to go to the election place to vote for one question. You know, it's like if they can't handle how to make elections efficient, how do they think they're going to get us to give them more money? I don't even know which way it went, yes or no, but it was one question. You know, if people just don't want to go and vote if they're going to be having to put up with this type of idiocy. But anyway, Kate, listen, have a great night and have a great show.
You too, Tomas. Thanks. You know, it's interesting. Tomas brings up a great point about voting, and we've got a guest coming up next hour. We talk all about this, exactly what Tomas said. You know, the to me, ever since I stepped behind the mic for America Tonight, one of the most frustrating things is I don't understand the voter turnout, the apathy. In one way, I do. In one way, I get it. I mean, in one way, I get the frustration. But in another way, I don't, because I think there is power in numbers. I say this all the time, and it's really the truth. If more people rallied around, got involved locally on the state level, and then nationally, trust me, that you would, they would have to pay attention, for sure, these politicians, because they want to get reelected. They don't want to lose their jobs. And if there's pressure from the constituents, then they relent and pay attention. That's what I mean by that. They pay attention to what the people they're representing care about. Well, we know that there's been some balking about Cuba, right? So how about this? I was kind of stunned to see it. I don't know why. I guess I just didn't think about it. But the United States is authorizing commercial ferry services to Cuba for the first time in half a century. I mean, you want to talk about lifting the veil and trying to do something with that relationship. I mean, that's huge. The Treasury lifted the ban. And so you got a Florida company confirming that it's licensed to launch boat services to the island. So that adds to the charter air services that had been up until now focused on enabling Cuban Americans to visit their families. Now you have these ferries that are going to be allowed to carry cargo to the island. Because remember, it's 150 kilometers, or to all of us who don't understand kilometers, 90 miles off the southern tip of Florida. So how about that? I mean, that's huge. That is a huge leap in a completely different direction. So you got one company, Havana Ferry Partners of Fort Lauderdale, that they've got a Treasury license to go back and forth from four Florida ports. Four of them. Wow. So plane or ferry, Americans can travel to Cuba. They still have to come under one of 12 categories to do that, meaning family visits, official government business, humanitarian projects, and sports gatherings. That's one of the requirements, of course. But you wait and see what happens and how a lot of that's going to dissipate, for sure. So the thaw is on, but is this the right way to go? It probably is for the Cuban people, because you would think that Raul Castro is going to have to lighten up somewhat. I mean, the conditions in Cuba are crazy. They don't have computers. They don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have. I mean, they're still getting rice and beans and in a way rations, because there's only economically so far you can go in Cuba. So this whole designation as a state sponsor of terror, I mean, that's part of the thing. A week after deciding, okay, we're going to end this, the White House takes another step toward that designation of the state sponsor of terror because of now this pushing to have the embargo lifted. I mean, completely lifting the embargo, that's the push. Remember, Cuba was put on the terror list in the 80s. And originally, it was about support for the armed revolution. I mean, that was what the deal was. So this is big that now that can happen. And you wonder, with that kind of travel, how many people would love to be the stowaways on that boat, trying to just get out and get to family in Miami or other places in the United States. And I would have to think that would be an attraction. So stunning. I mean, that's a stunning revelation. This is also a stunning revelation in a completely different way. The German pilot, the co-pilot, who crashed sadly that plane, remember, in the Alps, he was practicing descending on an outbound flight before the crash. I mean, did this whole thing of not landing, does anyone pay attention to any of that? I mean, remember, 150 people were killed on board when he deliberately crashed that plane in the Alps in March. So pretty much they think that he was already practicing doing that. We're hitting the mailbag next on ATN.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177. Evolve yourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Here on America Tonight, of course, is to check the mail, and we're always overwhelmed by the amount of mail we get. I said this before, if this was the U.S. mail, you put a stamp on it and you send it to me, I wouldn't be able to open the door. So bravo to all of you, and the comments and the way you think, love it. And remember, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, whatever it is, send it to me.
The mail is here!
This one from Guy, listening to us in Illinois, and Guy says, hey, Kate Delaney, and welcome to new Patrick. I'm not sure what his last name is, but I love it when you call him young Patrick, so I'm just picturing a small boy doing the show with you. Anyway, I got to say, rock on, America, tonight. I love it when you do your cheap movie reviews because it really makes me realize, and you pretty much say it, allude to it, and often tell us, wait till it comes out and streams because it's not worth paying the $8, $9, $10, whatever it is, dollars. I did go and see The Avengers, and I wanted to tell you, because I wanted a copy of your book, Level the Playing Field, that I thought it was awesome. But you said it. Anything that Marvel pumps out, if you like that kind of stuff, you're going to like The Avengers. All the characters are as cool as ever. The storyline's pretty good. I would say go and see it on the big screen. Yep. You know what? I'm going to go see it on the big screen. So there you go. That's where... And I said that there's certain movies that you have to see bigger. And I like The Avengers. I like that whole thing, so I'm with you. Thanks for the email and the reference to Patrick, too. How about that? How about this one from Bill in Florida? Sarasota loves you, Kate Delaney. When are you coming down? I heard you say something about going to Florida. Hopefully I will go to Florida, and I will see you in Sarasota. I was wondering if you are a fan of House of Cards. I thought I heard you mention House of Cards and Kevin Spacey before when you were talking to Bob Ney, the disgraced congressman from Ohio. I think he was a fan of House of Cards, too. Yes, I do watch House of Cards. Somebody, I don't watch a lot of Tube, but somebody told me about House of Cards, and it's the whole political thing. It's well done. I mean, it's way over the top. You know, Kevin Spacey's the president, and he's pushing someone in front of a train right before he becomes president, basically, and a whole bunch of other nefarious things he does. But there are some things that are similar to Washington, or so I've been told. But I like it. It's good. Yeah, it's good drama. It works. It works for me. So then we move on to Matt, who says, Kate, boy, this whole problem with illegal immigration, it's ridiculous. I just saw today where John McCain, the senator from Arizona, ruled out some of the immigration I's and T's they were putting in there in the defense bill. He certainly knows, as he's there in Arizona, and they get hit the worst sometimes by what's happened with the illegals crossing over. You say it all the time. You call it the Spartan areas, and those trees you mentioned give me the shivers. So, come on. We got to deal with this thing head on and stop pushing it around. It's ridiculous. It is like pass the hot potato to the next guy. Yeah, and what you're talking about with John McCain, thanks for that reference, because he's the Senate Armed Services Committee chair, right? He pretty much shot down a proposal that would move toward allowing basically some illegals to serve in the military. And, of course, he's up for re-election. He said there's no way he's going to accept any kind of provision like the ones that are being pushed in the House related to the president's deferred deportation program. He said we're not doing anything on immigration on the NDAA. He said there's just no way. And, here's the thing. I mean, who knows if he gets reelected or not. But the bottom line is that he's pretty vulnerable to this because he's getting a challenge even from the right side. I mean, he's seen this. You know, this is this whole thing talking about amnesty. And he's come down pretty hard on immigration. You know, some of the right's disdain for McCain, though, goes back to an immigration reform bill that passed in 2013, if you remember, where he helped negotiate, as a member of the Gang of Eight. And that bill had a lot of the business folks backing it, but it stalled in the House because there was such an outcry over the citizenship provisions that were basically said to be amnesty. And, and this is the thing with McCain. He's kind of juggling the whole thing. In one way you hear him talking, it sounds like, oh, wait a second, I thought he was kind of doing the amnesty thing, but not now. I mean, he's even saying the defense bill is for defense, not for dreamers. So he's coming down hard on this. And I think part of that is also because he knows the challenge that he has. Absolutely. All right, this one is from Rick, and Rick says, Kate, I don't know if you remember me. I used to email you all the time. My nickname was R. Sanders, and you probably got some emails from me during Nail the Score. I do remember you, Nail the Score. Thanks for pointing that out. Here's the thing. I am so tired of the same old with these people and their campaigns. Is there anyone great, really, that's electable? Is there anyone that really makes you stand up and say, oh, I like that guy? I mean, the Republicans have some people that I think are decent, but I don't want to see them really run the country. There's a difference between being a senator and being the president. Where's the leadership in America? We need better people to run for office. Well, you know what? You got to be able to get the money. You got to be able to make the money. You got to be able to raise the money. And, you know, yeah, you have the PACs, but you have to have the PACs backing you up. Start a PAC, get the people that are going to contribute to that, people that are you know, aiming in your direction, let's call it that, whoever it is. We certainly know the Koch brothers. Adelson is another one out of Vegas. If you were looking at the Republican side, the Democrats, of course, it's Soros, although he always denies all of that. So it's about the players. It's about the power brokers. It's about the kingmakers. It is. You got to be able to attract the kingmakers because you have to have the dough. Even if you go back in our history, of course, you have to have the popularity. You have to have backing. But you have to have... You have to have the means to be able to raise the money. You have to be able to do that, or you cannot become, you can't become president. You just can't do it. All right, let's move on to this one. This one from Gino. Kate, I heard you mention in Wawa coffee. So you're a big coffee drinker. I want to send you some Wawa coffee. Can I find an address? Well, there's an address on the website. Go to sportsprincessspeaks.com. Sportsprincessspeaks.com is another website, and it's got the address right on there. And Gino goes on to say, I don't know if Wawa is my favorite, but I understand what you're saying because you run in and there's the smell of coffee and there's so many different pots going and it's always fresh and it's the different kinds, and I think that's what you like. And I think you're right. I think it's the idea of running in the store, and they have this whole coffee bar thing set up. I mean, somebody else creatively could set up coffee bar and probably reel me in, maybe. But there's something about that whole Wawa scene. You know, everybody has like that convenience store that they go in. It used to, for a lot of people, and it may still be, 7-Eleven, because they liked to get a Slurpee, or they grab a paper and a Slurpee, or they grab something else that they liked there. And see, to me, Wawa had hoagies, and they had, which of course I'm staying away from now, because who knows how many calories are in those calorie bombs, but Gino, right? But the coffee, yeah, I guess that's what it is, you know? A lot of people I know that we're big coffee drinkers, aren't drinking coffee now. I mean, and I'm not ridiculous. I'm not drinking 20 cups of coffee a day. I like a good cup of coffee, I call it the proper cup of coffee in the morning, where I'm not doing 50 things. I can just, like, enjoy it and read something and enjoy my coffee. And then maybe one later in the day, but never. I can't even remember the most coffee I've ever drinking. I've ever had to drink, rather. Maybe in the winter time when I was back in Philly, 4 cups or so, but not normally. That's not the normal thing I do, let's put it that way. All right, this one from Dick, listening to us in New Hampshire. Kate, you rock. I've been listening to you in Nashua. You're building a fan base here. I think you've only been on a couple of months. George pumps you up, and so do some of the other people on the station, just so you know. And I love that you referred to the snow when we were getting just crashed by the snow and giving us updates on all of that kind of stuff, which, of course, it was a really, really rough winter. Trust me, the people in New England are probably the happiest, and here in Nashua put us top of the list to see spring around us and get closer to summer. We'll take those warmer temperatures any day, my dear. But I just wanted you to know that people are listening. Well, thank you. This one from John, who says, when are you going to do Nail the Score? I got to get ready for it. Are you going to do Nail the Score this year during football season? I love all these programming questions. That's why I lumped them all in here. Yes, we will do Nail the Score, and I'll make sure. I'm going to try to make it on the same day, same time, not to confuse people. Sometimes we hit the holidays and it gets confusing, but yeah, we will definitely do Nail the Score. All right, thanks to everybody who sent in emails. I know I didn't get to all of them. It would be impossible. So send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.